This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. One of the big challenges for any arts organization is to bring in a new, younger audience and to keep the work fresh and exciting year after year. One company doing that very successfully is Palm Beach Opera. Innovations such as One Opera in 1 hour and Tweet Seats have made a major impact, and General Director Daniel Biaggi tells us why.
They're working very well. Tweet Seats were always sold out, if you will, or all the seats we made available were always
taken. And I see other organizations doing Tweet Seats now,
that's right.
So they followed your
example.
That's right.
They're jumping on the bandwagon. That was very successful, especially because in the end we realized 90% of our tweeters had never been to an opera before. So it really was not only a younger demographic, but also first-time opera goers who have immediate reactions to what happens on stage. And it was great to see that their followers and friends ended up getting involved and coming to a performance or coming to a young friend's meeting afterwards or just no longer being so afraid of what opera is.
And you partnered with some unusual organizations, ones that you might not think of when you think of an opera company. You were for the Lighthouse Center, where you did one of your presentations.
Correct.
Of Enemies, a Love Story.
In order to remain viable, we have to get out of the opera house. Mm-hmm. We have to continue with our main stage productions, but we have to be able to have a lot of points of impact in the community itself. And that's exactly where that came from, of saying, okay, if we then we have to make sure we can take things out. Along also with what's just now upcoming, the collaboration with the Lynn University Conservatory of Music for the Young Artist production of The Turn of the Screw. When I was a vocal student at the conservatory in San Francisco, I was always frustrated that we had no access to the opera companies. And so I told myself, if ever I'm lucky enough to run an opera company, I want to make sure that we can collaborate with music schools so that they see what happens and there's mutual exchange. And it's just so great to see all this all these young professionals put their forces together to create a show. The story itself lends itself to have a very unique experience because of the spookiness that's in it,
yes.
A little bit this sort of suspense that doesn't happen in everyday opera either. It's in English. People will have this immediate understanding of the text and no barriers in terms of a foreign language.
No super titles.
We will have super titles just to make sure, but you know, the singers obviously are working hard to make sure that they can just be understood. We're also now evaluating for the 14-15 season a world premiere in Palm Beach, where we said the same thing. If indeed we could have a world premiere performance of an American opera, a new American opera with a live composer, live librettist, put the whole team together as part of the main stage series, then of course we would try to counteract that once again with something very popular, with a Bohème or a Carmen or something where we know it balances each other out. So there's, but you see, that too, I think, is a sign of a much healthier organization when you can start to have these kind of risk management conversations on the board level and say, okay, how comfortable are we in knowing that we're solidified enough in the community as an organization to take that kind of artistic risk?
Palm Beach Opera will present The Turn of the Screw at Lynn University April 12th and 14th. For more information, visit pbopera.org. To hear my complete interview with Daniel Biaggi and other artistic conversations, please log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.